Man, I'm jacked today. I am pumped up. I'm coming to you today on the Master Private Label Podcast, and it's a mindset day, but more than that, it's a results from taking action day. If I'm sounding a little bit more excited than usual, it's because I am. I'm driving in my car and just had a revelation just a short little while ago. This is usually the time of the day when I cruise into the town that I live in and that I work in. My office is about 25 minutes away from home, and I have a nice drive through the country on the way there. That's why sometimes in the podcast you'll hear the road noise. But today I'm super pumped because I was just reminiscing on the last, 6 to 9 months. I've been working on a big project that's coming to a head right now, and I'm getting pumped and pumped, and then I realize why I'm so pumped is because as I was calling out to my maker, thanking him, her, thanking the universe for its care in helping me out through the months, I realized it's not been through the months, it's been through the years. I began to be so grateful for the patience that I have had, and I realized that I'm at one of those life points right now that I started manifesting 30 years ago. And even before that, I'm 47 years old, and I finally gotten to a place of late where I wake up and I am pumped up about what I'm going to do today for others. I'm pumped up about what I'm doing today for my family. And I am jacked to keep going. I am just ready. I feel like I'm finally finding a way to give my gifts to the world. And in so doing, it's bringing me the joy I've always sought and I've always sought. And that's an amazing thing. I started looking forward to this day when I was a kid, right? I grew up in a little small town, Arizona, and I had parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and who were all working as teachers or entrepreneurs or scientists. And I just really got introduced at a young age to, someday you can reach adulthood and you can work your way into leaving your mark on this world, And so I always looked up to my grandparents. One of them was an engineer, worked for two different branches of the military after being in the Navy for 10 years. Retired with my grandma in part-time Hawaii and part-time the mountains of Colorado Springs. And my other grandpa, he went from sweeping floors in a Chevy dealership in the 30s. He went from sweeping the floors at a Chevy dealership to keeping their books to owning half of it to owning the entire dealership, all within about 7 years' time, back in the 1930s and 40s. And built that business up over his lifetime until he sold it in like 1980. And just made a life for his family and for his whole community. And to get to go back there a number of years back and to talk to community members who my grandpa influenced, they didn't have a bank until the early 80s. My grandpa started the bank with some of the other founding members of the town. There was a lot of Native Americans locally who needed cars through the years. My grandpa's house was filled with, which are now my dad, my uncles, and my aunt's house, filled with Native American rugs and baskets and pots and all these wares that the Ute Indians of southwestern Colorado made, and they needed cars. They needed a truck. They needed a vehicle. And my grandpa would graciously take their situation, and he would reach out with his love and with what he could provide with the car. And he didn't always need to take cash for it. He didn't always need to put him on a payment plan where he could earn interest. Sometimes he just took the blessings that they bestowed upon the world through their art, through their culture. in trade for what he bestowed upon the world through his art, his entrepreneurial art. So I'm just really gracious, full of gratitude today, and I'm really pumped up because I'm thankful for the patience I've been given to get to this point. And I think that every single one of us, if you just stop and think about it for a minute, yeah, you might be newly engaged in this Amazon endeavor or been in it for a few years. And at some point, if you keep at it, if you just keep working, you're going to have a morning where you're just going to want to yell, yeah, because it's going to come through for you. You've been paying success tax for a lot longer than the last 4 months doing product research, or for a lot longer than the last 2 years of getting your business off the ground. You've been paying your success tax since as far back as you can remember, having that first inkling of an idea that you had something to bring this world and that you had better days ahead of you to bring through your own talents and skills and specialness that you have to offer the planet and offer your family. That started a long time ago. So I want you to look back right now and do yourself a favor. Hold your hand up. Put it over your left. Hold your right hand up and put it over your left shoulder and give yourself a couple of pats. Because it's not just been 4 months. It could possibly have been 40 years that you've been working towards this. You keep working. You never know what the very next day is going to bring to you. In fact, you never know what today is going to bring. This could be the day that it all pivots and turns around and becomes reality. All right, well, this is a short episode for me. I just wanted to share how pumped up I am. I needed to share how pumped up I am. I need people in my life, the community that I have built around me and that others have allowed me into their communities. And I need us all to share in the glories that we are living as humans. This is not easy to do. I was laughing the other day because I was listening to EO Fire, and I may have mentioned this in the last podcast, but one of the guests that Johnny Dumas had on his show said, you know what? None of us know what we're doing. None of us have a clue what we are doing. And Johnny Dumas was just started chuckling. He's like, did you just say none of us know what we're doing? And you're damn right, he said. You are absolutely right. We really don't know what we're doing, do we? When we first start out doing anything new, we have no clue what in the hell we are doing. That's the glory of it. So to be able to go from that to getting up every single day or 5 days a week or 5 hours a week, week after week after week, and sticking with it, learning, becoming less and less of a person who doesn't know shit about what they're working on to an expert in their field, even an expert in one little detail of their field. That's amazing, truly amazing. The human spirit, with all the craziness we got going on in the world, is a glorious thing, and we overcome so much in our lives as individuals and as a community. And so I just had to be here on this show today, my little sliver of time I get to get your ears and listen. I just had to share this, my excitement for it all, okay? So, and the reason I'm sharing my excitement because super, super important, and it's been one of the biggest parts of my journey. Whenever I look back on those times of success, it's those times when I celebrated them, when I celebrated my success, that it set me up for the completion of whatever I was working on and getting excited for the next step. We've always got something next to work on, right? But we gotta stop and take a moment to appreciate where we've been to get to where we are at today. Okay? Gotta live in presence, man. All right, that's it for me, Patrick Kincaid, Mesh Private Label Podcast. Check you out next time. Onward and upward we go.